is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you stack wagons! Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good son, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. So let's not waste any time. Without further ado, let's hop aboard the Honk Honk Plus bus on this Tuesday edition of the pod. Lundy, plus 100 odds or greater. That is the requirement. What are you digging tonight? I'm assuming it's in Major League Baseball.
Well, yeah, because we don't have jack shit going on other than that. I mean,
hey, there's one W game, and I'm going to have a bet in that a little bit later.
Of course you are. I mean, that's just what you do. But my point is, yeah. there's not a lot going on. Folks, I'm calling it right now. At some point in the next, like, 10 days or so, Brad's going to decide that he wants to start doing NFL futures on this podcast because he'll get really tired of the hardball. I'm just warning you right now. Are you ready for it? Because that's what Brad's going to do.
He's going to start. Break is around the corner, Lundy. I need some action.
He's going to start doing things. He's going to start plotting out over unders on season totals, yardage, you know, all that kind of crap. So I just want to warn you. Yeah, there it is. I just wanted to warn you that is in fact one of the things that is on the way from him. You know that it's coming. Let's get to some plus odds. Not exactly the sexiest in the world, but I still like it, even though they are on the road. Let's talk about Cal Raleigh of your Seattle Mariners. They are on the road. They're taking on the San Diego Padres. Very favorable pitching matchup against Adam. Is it Mazur? Mazur. See,
Mazur.
I don't, like that tells you. Laser. Okay, well, Cal Raleigh is going to send a laser is what I say. Let's go over 1.5 total bases here. So far in the month of July, a grand total of 6 games have been played by Mr. Raleigh. He's got the multiple bases in 3 out of those 6. A couple of times he went with multi-hit, and in one of those contests, I think he went 1-for-3, but that one was a round tripper. So here in the month of July so far, he's only hit it over the wall once, so I didn't quite want to go long ball deep on this particular play, but I like him for the total bases, and you can snag that at a plus 105 right now. Saw that at BetMGM, saw the same thing over at DraftKings, so you should be able to find that whatever your favorite book is. Again, he's got a good matchup here. Even though they are on the road, the San Diego squad should give up some runs. I think he gets on base a couple of times. It may just be a couple of singles that he does. It may not be anything sexy, but love the total bases. Plus 105, favorable pitching. Should be able to get it done. He's already done it 3 times this month. What you got, Brad?
Yeah, I'm going to have to add that one to the spreadsheet. I like that argument quite a bit. Let's go with a guy that is scorching white hot. Wee Caliente right now yet again. Remember, he had that home run streak earlier in the season. Well, I think he's going to add to the recent one tonight against the Oakland, I guess, D-minuses really is what they are. That is Rafael Devers of the Boston Red Sox. Welcome to me, Oakland, in that matchup. I say he goes yard yet again. Not the most handsome juice in the world at plus 185 in the home run prop market. But you look at, like, total bags. Universally, it's like a 2.5 pretty much in every book. You look at HRR or her also at 2.5 at significant minus money on the over with that prop. If there's any value on the board, it's not even with RBI. That's at minus odds. It's with a home run. And again, it's not the juiciest, to say the least here. Plus 185, though, I am buying it. He is numero uno as Rafael Devers, according to batters-box.com, by a significant margin in today's rankings. Guy's got 3 bombs over the last couple of games. Remember, he had that pair on Sunday night inside Yankee Stadium. Over his last 15, Lundy, he's batting 405 with 7 home runs and a 1,455 OPS. Yeah, he's just 2-for-13 against Oakland this season. But you look at Joey Estes, who's going to be taking the ball for the D-minuses, a 7-flat road ERA this season, and against left-handed hitters, which Devers is, a 1.59 home run per 9 mark allowed, along with a 527 slugging surrendered as well. So pull it all together. Rafael Devers crack one over the fence against the A's, plus 185 at BetMGM. With those bets on the board, let's get after it with another edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, numero cinco on the countdown. Luddy's going to take a little cat nap. I am going to focus on the W. There is only one game tonight in that league. Loaded slate tomorrow. We're going to have a ton of content wrapped around that on thegamingjuice.com for the Wednesday hump day action. But to give me a little bit of an appetizer, I like Derek Ahambe against the Minnesota Lynx to go for 15 or more points, 10 or more rebounds, and then also the third leg on this SGP, got to go with the unrelated-related approach to jack up the juice. I say the Lynx get the win. So Hamby, 15 or more points, 10 or more boards, Lynx on the money line, plus 170 at BetMGM. She's already faced this Lynx squad and reached both thresholds in both contests. She is a player that's hitting at a clip of 61.9% on her rebounds prop alone. If you want to bet on that, it's over under 10.5. I would take the over there on the 10.5 line. It's a minus 130 juice, but I still like this three-legger. Minnesota, far and away, the far superior team on paper compared to Los Angeles, but a team that is numero dose. They are dead last in opponent rebounds per game allowed at 37.2 for the last 10 games. They're also bottom barrel in that category. So, Hamby, I think a double-double is a foregone conclusion, but that's really juiced up. So you got to separate it out. To recap, to get you some value on this SGP, Hamby, 50 or more points, Hamby, 10 or more rebounds, and the Lynx, who she's going up against, to win on the money line, plus 170, gets seduced by that juice at BetMGM. Cock-a-doodle-doo! Wake up, Lundy! Fade or follow.
Number four.
There's your answer. I have no idea. It's a choice. It was best guess. What was coursing through Lundy's brain there? All right, let's go to the Colorado Pebbles, a team that Lundy knows and absolutely hates. As he is a local there, the Denver area. I'm going to go with a guy that is really a bright spot on this team. That is Ryan McMahon. Going to earn his McNuggets, giving the over 1.5 total bags on the road against Mr. Redlegs and Cincinnati at a plus 150 juice. And I grabbed this at Bet Rivers. Some of the other books, you could explore the alt market and still get this at significant plus money. I would highly encourage that. Here's the reason why. He is facing Frankie Montas. Great history against him. 4-for-6 lifetime with a pair of extra base hits and 1,714 OPS. And you look at Montas, he has struggled mightily against left-handed hitters, which Ryan McMahon is. He's got 0.262 OPS points higher against Hawks than against righties. And you look at the home ERA, rather unsettling, 4.14. And on top of that, McMahon is running hot right now. 333 batting average over the last 7 days. And he's hit the over on total bags, Lundy, in 7 of his last 9 games. So given the history against Montas, given Montas's struggles against left-handed hitters, and the fact that McMahon is muy caliente, all that says is give me the over. 1.5 total bases in the Queen City. I hate their chili, by the way. Plus 150 available at Bet Rivers. Good sir, fade or follow.
It's because it's not chili.
It's runny. It's disgusting.
It's weird, man. There's cinnamon in it.
I'm sorry.
I got great friends from Cincinnati that love it.
Love the area.
Swear by it. It's a fun city. Like I got no issues. I can't get on board.
I'm a Texas chili guy myself.
I can't get on board. I can't do it. I can get on board with this bet because he is red hot. He was named to the All-Star team. He'll be the lone representative for the Rockies. And
rightfully so.
They don't need to be stacking the lineup. You could talk about a couple of the other guys that are having good seasons, but for the most part, Ryan McMahon was an easy choice to be the representation of the purple pinstripes when they get things going a week from today, as a matter of fact, in Texas. So as we look to the All-Star game, he's going to be the representative for them. I think he continues to roll. I think that's a nice feather in his cap. If I'm not mistaken, I think it's his first time in the All-Star game.
Right.
But he's having a great season. If Rockies ownership had didn't have their heads buried in their ass. They would try to treat him right and give him their assets they could. But, yeah, they're not going to do that. So we have to make some money. So the team isn't going to manage to get anything back on his return.
Well, Lundy was breaking up Bobby there, but I heard ass, and I'm in, and I think he is as well with Ryan McMahon over on Total Bags.
Number three.
Numero tres here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's go with a ray of sunshine representing the Milwaukee Brewers. That's Colin Ray, toe of the rubber against the Pittsburgh Pirates. We're hot in their own right, but I say he's going to go at least six innings. Give me the over, 17 and a half outs, juiced up a little bit. And a minus 130 there at BetMGM. This one being played in Milwaukee. And you look at Colin Ray. He did go six strong innings against Pittsburgh earlier this season back on May the 13th. Outstanding 2.83 home ERA. And he has gone over this prop in six of seven home turns on the rotation. Meanwhile, I look at Pittsburgh. Yes, they're number 13 WRC plus over the last couple of weeks, scoring 56 runs in their past dozen games. But on the road, they've been riding the struggle bus. Number 23 in WRC plus away from the land of pierogi. So put all together, Colin Ray, I think is going to go deep in this game. Give me the over. 17 and a half outs, minus 130 at BetMGM. Good, sir. Hopefully they're not breaking up on me. Fade or follow.
Well, there's this little logo that appears in the corner of the screen, and it's that little Wi-Fi graph, and it was just like, it just kept moving, and I saw it out of the corner of my eye, and I was like, I don't know if Brad can hear anything that I'm saying.
I heard ass, and I was like, I'm in.
Well, yeah, because it's the Rockies ownership. That's where their head is. And so that's what I was discussing. But I digress. Colin Ray, yeah, get the six full innings out of him going up against Pittsburgh. Yeah, I like it. You're talking about the matchup at home, which is always favorable. You like to do these pitcher out props more than I do, frankly. But I've told you I always get nervous when somebody's on the road. Ray is at home in Milwaukee. I think this should play into his favor. And also the way this Pittsburgh team's going, I would say him going deep, very likely. Again, you're going to watch these teams. They know they've got a break coming, but we're still early in the baseball week, which means they're going to want to protect their pens. They don't want to go back into the bullpen as much as they might later in the week when they know they've got all the days off coming. So I think this early one, and Ray does this. So for him to go six innings against Pittsburgh, good call.
All right. Hey, you know what's also a good call? Go to thegamingjuice.com, which you should do right now and sign up for a free account today. We got Euro soccer content from Nate Jacobson. We got boxing content and Wimbledon content from EIC Joe Lago. My daily baseball pieces. Ben Wittenstein's going to be contributing some stuff in the WNBA this week. I will be writing some content in the WNBA as well. There's an argument posted right now, as a matter of fact, for Angel Reese to win Rookie of the Year in that league at plus 350. Get it all along with all of our NFL 2024 season preview content at thegamingjuice.com right now. It's absolutely free. All you got to do is click, converse, and cash, .. maybe.
Number two.
All right, numero dos here on the Fade at 5 countdown. Let's work at a little SGP, and probably the most significant matchup of the evening as the L.A. Dodgers are traveling to the City of Brotherly Love. And are they going to get shoved by the home team? Well, let's break down all the legs. Leg numero uno, give me Freddie Freeman to get a hit. Leg numero dos, give me Trey Turner to also get a hit. And give me the Fighting Fanatics to score at least three runs. Uno dos tres plus 106. Available there at DraftKings Sportsbook. You look at Freddie Freeman. Guy, you want to talk about a storied history. There's a lot of complaints about sample size when it comes to batter versus pitcher data. It does not apply in this situation. He is 21 of 51 in 65 plate appearances against Zach Wheeler. So he's got the 15 walks as well. He's got six extra base hits, a pair of home runs, 1,145 OPS. That is significant, folks, and especially when you look at Zach Wheeler, much higher batting average allowed to left-handed hitters compared to right-handed hitters, right around 80 points, as a matter of fact. Freeman is a guy that's hitting 326 over the last 15 days. All I need is a hit out of him. All I need is a hit out of Turner, who's also swinging a very hot bat right now, well north of 300 over the last couple of weeks. And he is 1-for-3 lifetime against Bobby Miller. But Miller has really struggled against left-handed hitters this season. A guy that's given up a 912 OPS, and on top of that, a 9.64 road ERA to go along with an overall 44.9 hard hit rate. So I think Turner will slap one in the outfield, and then all I need are the Phillies to score at least 3 runs. Things are trending in the right direction for Bryce Harper to return the lineup tonight. That is a major upgrade, a substantial shot in the arm for this overall team. So I think Philly's going to come out and blast them in a bandbox that is usually Citizens Bank Park. So to recap, numero dos here on the Fade 5 Countdown SGP style. Freddie Freeman to get a hit, Trey Turner to get a hit, and the Phillies to score 3 or more runs, plus 106 at DraftKings. Lundy, Peter, follow.
Well, it's doing that Wi-Fi thingy again, so I don't even know if you can hear me or not.
I got you.
I'm just going to sit here and talk, so I'll be relatively brief because I don't know what are you guys doing out there? They're like watching porn or something here in the office. I don't know what the hell is going on right now. Really like this one. You already brought up Bryce Harper. It is also, according to NBC Sports Philadelphia, it's likely that Schwarbs is back with him.
Oh, so really?
We will find out later today. But NBC Sports Philadelphia is saying that it's possible that both of them return against the Dodgers tonight. So that would obviously be a even bigger upgrade in terms of just the release or the return, of Bryce Harper. So Freeman for the hit. Let me go ahead and give you the early bonus time rather than me waiting and dragging it all out. It's minus 120, but I will absolutely take this. Minus 120 is Freddie Freeman to have a single. Specifically a single. You already mentioned the fact that he's got 21 hits. 15 of those are singles. So if you want to dig down even deeper with Freeman to try to push some of the juice up, or if you want to do this SGP that Brad's got, but then use Freeman separately in something else, minus 120 right now for him to have a single. And again, 15 of his 21 hits historically are of the single base variety. So if you want to play around, get yourself a little bit of extra juice or build that into a different parlay, feel free to do that one. Love Trey Turner. And I think Philly's scoring. I've seen conflicting folks talking about the over under in this game. I frankly like the over in the game, which sits, I think, at an 8.5. I'm liking the idea of it going to the over. I have seen some of the prognosticators that are saying, no, take the under. I just think if you got Philly at home, if Harper and Schwarber come back, that is that energetic boost that this team needs. And if they're both back, I'm taking the over. I'll also have one more for you in bonus time for this game.
Ooh, Dodgers, Phillies, a preview of the playoffs in the NL. I'm game.
Number one.
All right, numero uno on today's Feed 5 Countdown. Let's have a Lindown under in a desert duel between two dynamite aces. They're going to be featured in the Atlanta Braves and Arizona Diamondbacks matchup. And I know the total is only set at 7.5, but this might have like 3-2 written all over it. That's why I'm living in that Lindown under at a minus 110 juice there at BetMGM. Who's on the mound for the ATL, a guy that's in the NL Cy Young conversation, that is Chris Sale. And he's going to go up against Zach Gallen, who usually dominates there at home in the desert. So, yeah, it could be first of 3 runs wins this game. You look at Atlanta, number 24. That is it in WRC Plus here the last couple of weeks. Scoring has been a bit of a chore for them, and it will be the case against Zach Gallen because a dude deals at home. He's got a 1.72 ERA this season with a 4.22 strikeout-to-walk split in those home starts, all 6 of them. Meanwhile, you look at Atlanta, too, number 21. That's it in WRC Plus. Away from the ATL this year. Then look at Arizona. Much better offensive club right now. They're number 4 in WRC Plus over the last couple of weeks. But again, with Mr. Chris Sale there on the mound, I think he's going to mitigate any damage that Arizona tries to inflict against them. So 3-2, very well. The Diamondbacks could slither their way to a victory, but I don't think the over has got a hit here. One last trend I'm going to throw out there. Yes, Arizona in their last 10 games have been over in six of those last 10, but Atlanta has been under in eight of their last 10 games overall. Do you miss Ronald Acuna? I think that is indeed the case. So to recap, numero uno on today's Feed 5 podcast. Give me the under 7.5 runs. Atlanta, Arizona, -110 juice. Where? BetMGM. Lundy, fade or follow?
Following on this one because of the matchup of the two pitchers, you're right. This could be 3-2, 3-1, something like that. You were talking about some of the history of these guys. Let me give you a couple of numbers. Brad, Ketel Marte, he's pretty good at baseball. You know what his lifetime average is against Chris Sale? .083.
With like five or six strikeouts.
Eugenio Suarez, 0-6. Yeah. I mean, it's like even the guys that you know can put bat to ball just don't have success against Sale on this roster. And then, as you said, we flip it around and look over at the other side. And when you've got the home opportunity for Zach Gallen, you take it. I mean, we've talked about that before. We try to shy away from him when he's on the road, but you pay attention when he's at home because of the difference in his splits. So you put that together. I do think this is going to be a low-scoring contest. So roll with this one. Great call at number one.
Yeah, roll the minute work. Crank that sucker and live in that land down under on Atlanta and Arizona. But wait, there's more bonus time, Lundy. You have the floor, my man. I need some sticking winners. I'm a bit ice cold here last about 10 days in Major League Baseball. So feed me, good sir. Feed me.
All right, let me give you a couple. First of all, let me give you a better way to play your Devers the top, okay? Because I actually had this written down and I chicken scratched it out. But because you brought up Devers on the plus bus, let me throw this out there for you. So you had him at, what was it? It wasn't very sexy. It was like
plus 185 for a long ball.
Okay, I can tell you right now that that long ball at BetMGM is up to 210. Just FYI that it is up to 210. But here's what you do, Brad. Devers for a home run and Boston on the money line is plus 360.
Wow.
That's how you play Devers if you're going to do this and you want his home run. And I'll tell you, folks, I've done this a bunch. Like when this was last season, like when Aaron Judge's numbers were the same thing. When he was like plus 125 for a damn home run, was it last year or year before, whatever the hell it was. That's what I started doing. It was like, all right, well, give me one more stupid, easy leg just so I can bring it up. So at BetMGM, as of this morning, if you take Devers for the round tripper and you add in Boston on the money line, you get it up to plus 360. If you don't want to risk what Brad was talking about, you can actually take the money line and then take him for the total bases, and you're still going to get yourself into some solid plus money. So I just want to throw that out there. And that's true across the board, folks. Like when you've got a guy like Devers that's red hot, or you know, you're going for Shohei Ohtani, whatever. Those are your tricks, okay? Add in one other really, really simple leg and just help yourself out, like I said, with the overall odds. I already gave you the idea of Freeman to wind up having the single at minus 120. To add some weight to that one, I already told you that of his 21 hits, 15 of them are singles. But he's got 8 hits in his last 6 games here as we've started off the month of July. And 6 of those 8 are also singles. So he's just rapping consistently base knocks right now. And so that's the other reason why I like the singles. Going back to the Dodgers and Phillies game with one more for you. If I think Harper and Schwarber are coming back. I think they're both going to be in the lineup tonight. With that in mind, I'm taking Philly on the run line at plus 145. I think Philly wins this game if those guys come back. I think just the energy is going to wind up being there, and I think it's a good matchup for them against Miller. So I already kind of I like Philly on the money line, but if I'm going to do that, I might as well go plus 145 on the run line and hope that those two guys come back and that's the boost that gets this team up over the top. So it's plus 145 right now at BetMGM for Philly to actually go on the minus side on the 105. The other game that I think we can easily take the over in is that A's Red Sox game, by the way. It has jumped all the way up to 10. I don't care. Might score 10 by themselves against this Oakland squad. Okay. So it's at 10. Screw it. Give me the over. And if that is something that makes you a little bit nervous, the other game, where did it go? The other game that I like the over is on the south side, Brad, Minnesota and Chicago. I like the over in that one. So your other option, folks, alt-line both of those. Bring them down. Take the Boston-Oakland one down to like 8.5 and pop the White Sox and the Twins down to, you know, I don't know, 7.5, 7, something like that, and put them together and you should be in plus odds. But I'm not kidding. Like, you know how DraftKings lets you bet on who's going to be the highest scoring team of the day? I might sprinkle something on the Red Sox because they might actually go ballistic with as hot as Devers has been.
Yeah.
The final on the Sunday night baseball game against the Yankees was what, 3-0?
Yeah.
They're the slingshot, like loaded and ready to release right now. And they might do it tonight against Oakland. I just want to throw that out there because I think Boston could go to town. I yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois.
All right, Team Huevos, parlay play of the daytime, and it's not related to the Boston Red Sox. We're going to pivot to a matchup between the Miami Marlins and Houston Astros. So on this SGP, come with me if you are buying what I am selling. Leg numero uno, give me the Cheaters, -1.5 there on the run line. That is H-Town. Give me H-Town to score 4 more runs. And then give me Mauricio Dubon of the Houston Astros to get a hit. You put those hands together, +154. Yeah, get seduced by that juice there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Breaking down the run line, Houston at home in their last 10 games. They're 8-2 against the run line. That's outstanding. Miami's dropped 6 of the last 10 on the road against the run line. And not only that, but Miami is dead last in WRC Plus in away games this season. And who are they featuring? Who are they trotting out there? Trevor Rogers, who's got a disgusting 4.71 road ERA this season. That plays into Houston scoring 4 more runs, which they have done in 7 of the last 9 games. In fact, they are numero uno in WRC Plus in games played at Minute Maid Park. They're number 9 in WRC Plus over the last couple of weeks, scoring 74 runs in their last 12 games. I need 4 guys to touch home plate, and one of those could be Mauricio Dubon. All I need is a hit from him. Yeah, he's a measly 1-for-2 lifetime against Trevor Rogers, but usually does damage against left-handed pitchers. Versus southpaws this season, he's batting .309 with a .795 OPS. Again, Rogers with that 4.71 road ERA is also giving up overall a 45.1% hard hit rate. So to recap, Team Huevos parlay play of the day, Houston -1.5 of the run line, Houston 4 more runs, and Dubon to get ahead +154 at DraftKings Sportsbook. But wait, there's more. Bonus time. Lundy, I got 2 more plays for you, both 2-leg parlays. One's a little bit different, kind of fading what you were suggesting in that Minnesota White Sox game, but not entirely. I'm going to take the alt line under in that game. I'm going to jack it up to 11.5 and go under. And I'm going to pair that with Yandy Diaz of Tampa to go over 1.5 on the HRR, the her, as Diaz is taking on the New York Yankees and Carlos Rodon, who has got roughed up, to say the least, by Diaz in his career. 3-for-9 is Diaz with a home run and 3 RBIs against him. Diaz only been over 1.5 HRR in 3 of his last 9 games, but Rodon, 4.76 road ERA on the season, 8.31 ERA in his last 5 games. I don't think he's going to right the capsize ship against Tampa. So Yadier Diaz, I think, gets the over 1.5 HRR. And then Bailey Ober and Eric Fetty, decent pitching matchup, actually. Fetty much better at home than on the road. I think this game is going to go under. I know it was, 14 last night in Twins-White Sox game number 1. But this, I'm saying it's like 6-3 Minnesota. That's 9. I'm no math major, but that's fewer than 11.5. So Diaz over on the HRR and the under on the old total 11.5 in Twins and White Sox plus 103 at DraftKings. And then finally, the last play got a bonus time. Another two-legger. Nolan Arenado, give me him for a hit, and give me Juan Soto for a walk. You put those two together, that is a cool plus 122 at DraftKings. Arenado taking on Waka Waka Waka, the Kansas City Royals. The guy is 8-15 against with a 1,463 OPS. He's got a hit 8 of his last 11 games. He's batting 315 over last month, and you look at Waka. Yeah, he's got a 1.65 ERA in his last three, but that ERA, I think, is going to be climbing up. You look at some of the advanced analytics, a correction could be on the horizon. Meanwhile, you look at Juan Soto. Ryan Pepiot is who he's taken on. And Pepiot against left-handed hitters this season, a 4.54 walks per nine mark. That's astronomical. Soto has gotten a walk in 9 of his last 11 games, and historically, he's only seen Pepiot 4 times, but he has walked once in those 4 at-bats. He's also collected a couple of hits. So Arenado to get a hit, Soto to get a walk, plus 122 at DraftKings. All right, I'm out of breath, and we are out of time here on the Feed 5 Podcast. Do us a favor, if you enjoy this show, drop us a rating and a review at your convenience. Also, Fader, follow us on the X, where we're always trying to give it to you. Lundy, at Nate Lundy, and myself, at Noisy Huevos. Sign up for the GamingJuice.com right now. Ton of fantasy football content cranking on every single day. Get prepared for your draft, along with all the bets to keep you entertained up until kickoff this NFL season. As always, until next time, feed or follow. That is up to you.